For some of the business owners whose stores were looted and vandalized in the 1964 riots, it was rising insurance premiums that drove them out, not concerns for their safety.
Not everybody who left there left because they were afraid. Most of them really believed that this was an anomalous event. They had trouble comprehending how this place that they were so comfortable doing business and their customers were comfortable shopping at experienced this.
That's Monroe County historian Carolyn Vaca. She says Joseph Avenue had for decades been a gateway for immigrants from all over Europe. That began to change in the 1950s and 60s when a flood of African Americans moved here from the South.
Looking to build better lives for their families, just like all the other new arrivals here. But unlike the other new arrivals, because of endemic racism, that neighborhood was no longer a gateway. It became the stopping point.
Many lack the skills to find work. Today, the vacant lots, empty buildings, and rundown housing along Joseph Avenue tell the story of decades of poverty, neglect, and isolation. But lately, there is a growing vision for something much more.
Can you make the sides and the back low and give them a little mohawk?
Sherman Dickerson owns a barbershop here. He's also the president of the Joseph Avenue Business Association.
Well, if everybody worked together, which is what the business association is trying to do, you know, we can bring this area back to that once thriving business thoroughfare that it was.
He maintains that optimism despite the challenges of doing business in this neighborhood. About a year after opening in 2009, there was an armed robbery at the shop. Dickerson vowed to stay open and overcome the obstacles in his way.
You know, there was a lot of drug activity around here. I basically talked to the guys and I said, listen, I'm opening up a business. I would like for you guys not to hang out in front of the business. That's going to scare customers away. Joseph Avenue already, you know, has a reputation.
That reputation is just part of what Dickerson and other business owners are trying to change.
We want meat markets. We want bakeries. We want cleaners, shoe repairs. We want thriving business besides a corner store on every block.
This enthusiasm is shared by Dr. Neil Shire. He owns a dollar store across the street from Dickerson's barbershop. He could have opened a business anywhere, but saw the need here and feels a connection to the people of this neighborhood.
I love them, and I love the life in the area. Like any other community, the peoples of Joseph Avenue are hardworking.
He believes that small but visible changes that are happening here this summer will set the stage for a new beginning.
We finished putting up banners from all the lampposts. The city is putting in bike racks this summer for us along the street. And we, by the end of this summer, will have 5 wall murals on Joseph Avenue.
Johnny Monroe is executive director of Rochester Regional Community Design Center. She and her team created the long and short-term vision plan for the Joseph Avenue Business Association. She says these modest recent improvements are more than just adornments.
It gives people a signal that, oh, there's something happening here. People care.
And part of this community's past could play a big role in its future. Dr. Shire says he has found a gem hiding in plain sight.
Behind this massive tree, set back from the street line that you couldn't see it, was the former congregation B'nai Israel Ahavas Achim, a 1926-era beautiful building.
He wants that synagogue to become a museum of religion and history, not just the history of Joseph Avenue and its Jewish immigrants, but all of Rochester.
There's tremendous pride in the whole neighborhood, and the idea that something like this is going to happen in that part of town excites everybody that lives there. They're just really excited that something's going to be done with this building that's been dormant for 30 years.
Estimates say it would take more than $2.8 million to repair and restore the building. Shire is looking for grant opportunities to help fund the project. If it does come to fruition, historian Carolyn Vaca says the museum may not only pave the way for Joseph Avenue's revival, it has the potential to bring the entire Rochester community together to learn from its past.
This neighborhood can help us learn about each other and really understand what diversity is. And so a neighborhood like Joseph Avenue that can give us those stories and give us that history is vital, because without it, we don't get to see that other side of history, of all the people who actually built the city.
For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.